The Tampa City Council today voted to increase fees for many of its services charged by the city's Parks and Recreation Department. But they changed a provision so that if the mayor wants to increase those fees in the future of up to 5%, he or she must come back before the city council and the public. Karen Paulus is the director of the city's Parks and Rec Department. She repeated comments made earlier this week by Mayor Pam Iorio, who said that some fees needed to be raised because they hadn't been for years, or in some cases, decades.
We've been very fortunate in the city of Tampa to be able to fully subsidize the after-school program. Unfortunately, with the times that we're in and the continued need to look at how we can reduce or bring in additional revenue to can reduce our costs, we look at a stopgap measure of putting that fee that's been on the books for so long into place. It would bring our after-school fee to a $25 a week versus essentially right now our after-school program is free.
Services that will have their fees raised include facility rentals, permits, and day passes for pools, tennis courts, and gymnasiums. But Paul said the city would also provide a sliding scale for those who may have trouble raising the cash to continue to use those services.
We know it's tough times out there. We know there's a lot of folks in need. We want to make sure we're not turning anyone away. That's not our intent with putting fees on the books and following through with them.
Some of the fee increases are more than 100%, such as the cost of a plot in a city cemetery rising from $500 to over $1,100. The Tampa Tribune reports that renting multi-purpose rooms at the Barksdale Senior Center will now cost $200 an hour, whereas it had been $100 an hour. In addressing the need to raise fees, Commission Chair Thomas Scott referred to the passage a year and a half ago of a constitutional amendment that raised the homestead exemption in Florida, which, while keeping property taxes lower for individuals, has cut off funding for local governments and has severely affected the city's Parks and Rec Department.
It'd be interesting if someone did a study to look at what is the impact, what is the difference of the homestead being raised versus now all the fees that are being raised are implemented. You know, is there really a cost saving? I don't know. But I do know that we are having to raise fees now in the history of this county and the city that has never been raised before. Okay.
Right. Department Chair Karen Paul said the city will work with churches and social service agencies to help out those to be able to still use city services.
There's a lot of different folks that are willing to talk and see what we can do to make sure that we do not turn anyone away. And that was the key with this, is being able to provide those services and still have them in their neighborhoods. The alternative was potentially closing those facilities down and laying off those staff that were participating in providing that service to the community.
But before the council was set to approve the plan, Councilmember Mary Mulhern objected to a provision in the ordinance that would allow the Parks and Rec Department in the future to raise fees as much as 5% without coming before the council or the public.
The response that we've gotten from people who are very in need of these programs and really appreciate them, that this is something that I think they should have an opportunity to know about and that council should be able to weigh in on. So I'm wondering if we could just change that.
But City Councilwoman Linda Salcena said she couldn't support Mulhern's motion to change that provision of the ordinance, saying the rate hikes were not excessive.
And one of the reasons that we're in the position now of taking it basically from virtually nothing to something is that for years it wasn't addressed. And I feel that this is based on increased costs, and the 5% is a very modest amount for it to go up.
Councilman Charlie Miranda agreed with Mary Mulhern that the powers of the council should not be given away.
The silent voice of the public remains silent. It's never heard. And sometimes it's the best thing, not sometimes, all the time is the best thing to have dialogue, whether I agree or disagree with them, but at least the period of dialogue between the persons we represent, the citizens, and ourselves is heard and aired out in a setting like this.